Assassin. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, us Dallas Cowboys fans got us a fancy little surprise on Monday Night Football. Shout out to the Seattle Seahawks and Drew Lock for putting together that 92-yard game-winning drive to seal the deal and get the win 20-17 over the Philadelphia Eagles to send them on a 3-game losing streak. How fucking awesome is that? I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't think it's awesome, but us Cowboys fans are pretty excited about that because basically our loss is not that big of a deal now because we still are at the top of the division. We're technically tied, but right now the Cowboys got that lead, so we're going to enjoy it while we got it. But yeah, the Seattle Seahawks, you know, I was shocked, really, that they were able to put together the game-winning drive just because a lot of their drives were falling short. They just kind of hung in there the whole time, and they were just able to go down the field. And I got to say, I don't know what it is with you Seattle Seahawks quarterbacks, but you need to learn DK Metcalf is a really damn good wide receiver. And if you just keep going to that dude, chances are you're going to have a really good shot at getting in scoring position because he was huge on a couple of plays during that drive. It was just great to see, really. Was not expecting that win from the Seahawks, but a huge win from the Seahawks. The Eagles, you know, their defense, it really did not look good. Offensively, got to say, Jalen Hurts was pretty much the only guy who looked like he showed up. You know, they really couldn't get anything going on the ground. They really couldn't get anything going through the air. They did have, you know, a couple of big plays, but I mean, overall, it wasn't a really good game from the Eagles just in general. And now they're on a 3-game losing streak, and I am just loving it. And it's at the wrong time of the season for them, but puts a big old smile on my face. So with that being said, let's get to the Trop 10 NFL Power Rankings for Week 15. Not a whole lot of shakeups here, just more a little bit of shuffling of teams, but not a whole lot. With, of course, number one being the San Francisco 49ers. Overall record of 11-3. Not only did they clinch a playoff spot last week, but they also clinched their division title this week. So once again, they won their division, sitting pretty atop the NFC, looking like they've got a clear shot at the number one seed. And I mean, they have earned it. They are kicking everybody's ass and taking names, and there really isn't a weak spot on this team. But we'll see, because they got a big game coming up this week. But right now, they are the best team in the league. Then at number two on my Trop 10 NFL Power Rankings, the team they will be facing this week, and that is the Baltimore Ravens. Overall record of 11-3. They clinched a playoff spot this week. As a matter of fact, they are the only AFC team so far to clinch a playoff spot. So just kind of proving that they are the best team in the AFC right now. And I just really got to say, though, Lamar Jackson seems to be just getting better as the season rolls on. And yeah, he's not having the same type of season he did when he won the MVP by putting up a whole bunch of numbers. But he doesn't need the numbers. The guy is phenomenal in the pocket this year, and he's so slippery. You just can't get the dude. Even when guys have him wrapped up, he just gets away. He's able to extend the play, and his receivers are making plays for him. His running backs are making plays for him, and then that defense is just flat out amazing. And then, of course, their special teams. They've got Justin Tucker, one of the greatest kickers of all time. So he's probably going to come into play at some point during this run towards the end of the season, because the Ravens do have a pretty tough schedule to round out the season. Then we'll hit the playoffs, and it doesn't get easier there. So they're going to need all they can get, but they're going to have a prove it next couple of weeks, and that begins this week against the San Francisco 49ers. But to me, the Baltimore Ravens, they are looking like a Super Bowl team right now. Then at number three on my Trop 10 NFL Power Rankings of the Dallas Cowboys, overall record of 10-4. They also clinched a playoff spot this week. You know, they did get their asses beat this week, which just sucked ass. But hey, still doesn't matter because we're still in line. I mean, hey, we're 10-4. We have yet to lose two games in a row this season as well, unlike everybody else in the league. The Niners and the Eagles have both had three-game losing streaks this season. So just because the Cowboys got their ass beat last week doesn't mean they are not a legit contender. But obviously, they have to prove it these next 3 weeks, plus the playoffs, of course. But, you know, it was just a terrible showing last week, and so that's why they fell. But everybody else below them, I think they're completely capable of beating. And, hell, they've even beat a couple of the teams below here. Then at number four on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Philadelphia Eagles, overall record of 10-4. Now, yes, they have lost three games in a row, but they still are a stacked team. They still are the defending NFC champs, so they've been here before. But they really are, they don't look as dominating as last year. But that doesn't mean they're out of it. They're definitely a playoff team because they clinched the playoff spot. And if they win out, they win the division. So the Cowboys are going to need some help. Hopefully from the Giants. Fingers crossed this week you guys take out the Eagles, but so far the Eagles are still a talented team, and you can't count them out, even though they are currently on a three-game losing streak. Then at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Kansas City Chiefs, overall record of 9-5. You know, they are still winning, and you know, you expect them to at least get a win or two in the playoffs. It does not look like they're going to get home field. I mean, I know there's still three games left, and their last three games are pretty easy, especially compared to teams like the Ravens. But still, at the end of the day, I wouldn't be shocked if they drop one of these last three games or any one of these last three games, just because they have not really been consistent at all. They lead the league in dropped passes, which really says a lot. And they are a terrible fourth quarter team. So if they go up against a team that actually tests them in the fourth quarter and takes the lead in the fourth quarter at this point in the season, I don't expect the Chiefs to overcome that, because so far they've shown they have not done that yet. And I'm not really a believer in the Chiefs at all. I wouldn't be shocked if they go far in the playoffs, just because the AFC is not really good, but still they are not a really good team. Then at number six on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Detroit Lions, overall record of 10-4. They just really have their ups and they really have their downs. They just had a huge up this week. They still are a very talented team. Jared Goff is playing really well. They're putting it together amazingly on offense. It's just defense is where the questions lie. The pass rush has kind of started to slow down a bit, and the secondary is just consistently getting blown up each and every week, and that'll end up being a problem come playoff time. But, you know, the Lions are still a solid team, and they should be clinching a playoff spot here any day now. Then at number seven on my top 10 NFL power rankings, a team that is surging, and that would be the Buffalo Bills, overall record of 8-6, and their last two wins have been big against good teams, and one was on the road in Kansas City, the second one was at home, and they kicked the crap out of the Cowboys. So they're beating good teams. They are finally putting together a ground attack with Cook. He's almost at 1,000 yards this season. He's got 968 yards on the season, so he's become a huge part of this offense, and that's really what they need to continue their success. Now, the only thing with the Bills is not only do they have to keep winning, but they need help from other teams, and that's the problem with them. I know a lot of people right now are talking about how you don't want to face the Bills, and I'm looking at it like, well, if the playoffs were to start today, the Bills wouldn't even be in the playoffs, so nobody would be facing the Bills, so they're really actually not that scary. Yes, they're hot. Yes, they're a good team. And I wouldn't be shocked to see them get into the playoffs. I wouldn't be shocked to see them go far in the playoffs. It's just, let's cool down on the Bills right now. They have been a pretty Jekyll and Hyde team this season. They've had their ups and downs. And their last two games, yes, have been fantastic. But let's see what happens with the rest of the season. They still have three more games that they have to win. And then they also need some help from some of these other teams. So we'll see where we're at in a few weeks. But right now, the Bills are hot, and like I said, the ground attack has finally become a huge part of their offense, which has been their issue really for years now, and it's nice to see that they finally figured it out. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings are the Miami Dolphins. Overall record of 10-4. Offensively, the best in the league. In my personal opinion, I've said it the last couple of weeks, I feel like Tyreek Hill, the wide receiver, he is the MVP of the league. I know it's probably going to be a long shot for him to get it. Now it's probably a long shot for him to hit 2,000 yards since he missed last week's game. We don't know if he's going to miss this week's game. I kind of feel like he's going to play this week if he can. But I just kind of feel like it's proven to me that he's the MVP. And if you take him away, and yes, they did get the win last week, but they were playing the Jets. Come on. It's not like they were playing a good team. So let's see how they play this week against the Cowboys and a good defense. Even though they got blown up last week, I expect the Cowboys to bounce back this week. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings have the Cleveland Browns. Overall record of 9-5. One of the hottest teams in the league right now. And they have been playing excellent since Joe Flacco took over at quarterback. The guy has been money. He's been connecting with both David Njoku and Amari Cooper. He seems to find a rhythm with the both of them. And defensively, that's never been an issue with them. And it's looking like they're going to be a playoff-bound team. I mean, really, if you just put it this way, the Cleveland Browns have the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, say that again. The Kansas City Chiefs, they are the defending Super Bowl champs. They are 9-5. The Cleveland Browns are 9-5 with Joe Flacco, who was sitting on the couch just a few weeks ago. And here he is. And I mean, it's not just the quarterback position they've been missing. They've been missing running backs. They've been missing offensive linemen. And here they still are. So you got to give it up to the Cleveland Browns. I don't really believe in them once the playoffs begin, but I definitely think they're playoff bound. But you got to look at it like this. Joe Flacco is excellent in the playoffs. He's always been a really good playoff quarterback. So are we going to get a chance to see playoff Flacco this year? Who knows? Like I said, I don't really believe in the Browns, but the AFC, like I just said, not that good. They've got an excellent defense, and if Flacco's able to just continue to play the way he's been playing, this team could fuck up somebody's day in the postseason. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week, another really hot team, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. Overall record of 7-7. Offensively, they are getting hot. They're getting healthy, and I'm expecting them to actually make a playoff run here and snag one of these last wild card spots, just because offensively they're looking like they're pretty difficult to stop. And, you know, they've got the rookie Kyren Williams out of the backfield. He's almost got 1,000 yards on the season. He's got 953 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns. Matthew Stafford seems to be the forgotten quarterback this year. I mean, he's always been consistent and solid, and he still remains to be consistent. He's got 3,320 yards passing, 21 touchdowns, and not only 9 interceptions on the season. And then Puka Nacua, the other rookie on the team, the rookie receiver, he's got over 1,000 yards. He's got 1,163 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns on the season. And Cooper Kupp has been warming up these last couple of games too. So I really look at the Rams, and I would not be shocked to see them snag one of these last wild card spots in the playoffs. Now, turning to the playoff picture in the AFC, as I said, only one team has clinched a playoff spot in the AFC. That would be the Baltimore Ravens. They are currently the number 1 overall seed in the AFC. Number 2 seed right now would be the Miami Dolphins. The number 3 seed would be the Kansas City Chiefs. And the number 4 seed would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Those are our division leaders right now. Then the wild card spots currently are the number 5 seed, the Cleveland Browns, number 6, the Cincinnati Bengals, and number 7, the Indianapolis Colts. And right now, on the outside looking in, we have the Houston Texans, the Buffalo Bills, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Denver Broncos. And really, if you look at it record-wise, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Houston, and Buffalo are all 8-6 right now. Pittsburgh and Denver are 7-7. So, I mean, really, those last few wild card spots there are really up for grabs. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens these next 3 games. And if we have a little bit of a shuffling there, I'm expecting Pittsburgh to completely fall out of this. Denver still kind of hanging on. Would not be shocked, though, if they fall out. But, I mean, all of these teams are just within breathing distance of each other. And then also the AFC East still up for grabs as well. Technically, if Buffalo wins out and Miami starts to lose here, the last game of the season between the two of them, Buffalo and Miami, could potentially be for the division. So that division is still up for grabs. And then turning to the NFC, the teams that have clinched playoff spots, San Francisco 49ers, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the 49ers are the number one overall seed, number two seed, the Dallas Cowboys, number three seed, the Detroit Lions, and the number four seed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those are our division leaders. And then the wild card spots right now are the number five seed, the Philadelphia Eagles, number six seed, the Minnesota Vikings, and the number seven seed, the Los Angeles Rams, with the Seattle Seahawks, the New Orleans Saints, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Green Bay Packers on the outside looking in. Right now, the Buccaneers, Minnesota, the Rams, Seattle, and the Saints are all 7-7. Atlanta and Green Bay are 6-8. So the last two wild card spots up for grabs right now. And then, of course, the NFC South is up for grabs as well between Tampa, New Orleans, and Atlanta. All three of them have a shot at that. So we'll see where we're at with these next three games here. It's going to be very interesting on both sides here. But every single week, we're getting closer and closer to who's going to the playoffs. And right now, four teams are headed to the playoffs for sure. And then, of course, we have Thursday night football this week. I guess it has potential to be good, but one of these teams has just been way too Jekyll and Hyde for me this season. And that would be the New Orleans Saints at the Los Angeles Rams. Right now, the Rams are a 4.5-point favorite. New Orleans just has not found any type of identity offensively. And then defensively, they've just have starting to fall off. This last month, they used to be one of the best teams in the league defensively. And now I just kind of feel like the offense is just not holding up its end of the field. And it's just not working out for them. And they just seem to be falling further and further back. Like I said, they still have a shot at the playoffs, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Falcons made the playoffs before them. But and the Falcons are a terrible team compared to them. It's just the Saints really haven't shown any life this year, and I don't know if they're going to show any life in these last three games. Whereas the Rams, like I said, they are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. Offensively, they are clicking on all three cylinders. They are just killing it right now. And defense, they still hold it down as well. So I really actually expect them to expect the first half to be close, but then the Rams to really start running away with it in the second half. And I have the Rams winning this one 35-24. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you all on Friday.